Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. And we couldn't be doing this work without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. So please support them so we can continue to share these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Jonathan Brimer, and he is with Select Shades. Welcome, Jonathan.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about Select Shades. How are you serving folks?
Well, we're about to start serving folks again in a little bit more of our typical way. We have two retail locations, brick-and-mortar retail sunglass stores in Atlanta, one in Inman Park on Highland Avenue in the Inman Quarter development, kind of near Barcelona and Bar Taco and several of the popular restaurants around there. And then we have another one at Battery Atlanta just down from the Brain Stadium. And we're about to reopen after establishing our new protocols for hygiene and cleanliness. And we're extremely excited to begin seeing customers again and selling them sunglasses and getting them ready for the summer.
Now, how'd you get into the sunglass business?
Very randomly. It's really interesting how I ended up in this. I had always wanted to be an entrepreneur, but wasn't sure what that niche looked like. And so my path out of Florida State, where I graduated with a hospitality degree, led me to Marriott for 12 years, where I worked in a variety of roles in operations and sales and marketing with Marriott. And through some of the relationships and friendships that I made during that time with Marriott, along with the great training I received from that organization, I was able to transfer over and work with a friend of mine's husband, who at that time worked for a more of a regional chain of sunglass stores, about 25 locations. They brought me on to really ramp up and develop a corporate gifting program using sunglasses that would work with companies and organizations that wanted to do something really special for their top performers or maybe their VIP clients at meetings and events, primarily at meetings and events, or it could be at a holiday party, anything like that, where we could go on to their site or at their event and set up a little pop-up sunglass gifting experience with a bunch of different brands and have someone that really knows sunglasses help people try on, and then that would be a gift to those recipients, whomever they were trying to reward. And so my experience in the hotel industry lended itself well to developing that side of the business that they wanted to really get ramped up. But about a year and a half into that, after leaving Marriott and coming into a smaller organization to ramp up this corporate gifting side, that company was sold to Sunglass Hut, a much larger global company, obviously. And so my friend's husband, who got me into this, and I decided to just start out on our own from scratch. And we needed the retail stores in order to continue doing the corporate gifting. The two work in tandem with each other. And so we started in late 2015, early 2016, charting our course to figure out where are we going to open a retail store. No one knows who we are in the Atlanta retail commercial community. And so we began working with a broker to figure out where we were going to land. And our first lease was actually signed with Battery Atlanta, but of course it wouldn't come online for another couple of years. And then so our first actual location opened in Emmett Park in March of 2017.
So now, how do you
kind of a random path?
Yeah, well, how do you differentiate yourself from kind of the mega competitor?
Yeah, we really focus on finding brands that will resonate with the communities around them. So we're not just a plug-and-play sunglass retail store. We design our stores, our aesthetics, and our brand collections around the communities in which they sit. So Inman Park, our Inman Quarter store, you're more likely to find maybe some funky and a little bit off colorful designs and brands that fit more in that in-town community. In the Braves, you're more likely to see a lot more Oakleys or Under Armours because they're a little bit more lending themselves towards the athletes and the sports world and things like that. But what we really try to do is offer a much larger brand selection and bring brands that are regional or entrepreneurial or startup into the retail space so that people can be introduced to something new. Yes, Ray-Ban continues to pay the bills, but as part of what our culture is, we like to work with new brands and entrepreneurial brands and offer them a space inside our retail stores where we can tell their story.
Now, maybe educate our listeners about how to choose the right pair of sunglasses. Like what are some of the do's and don'ts, and what should you be looking at as a consumer? Is it just style? I like how it looks, so therefore that's the one for me.
For some people it is. Yeah, it's a very personalized choice for each person. Some people go into it simply for the style. And for those people, you know, the brand is really important. One thing that's unique about sunglasses is that it allows you to get into the high luxury and high fashion brands like Gucci and Prada for a lot lower out-of-pocket cost than what you typically have to spend to get an item from those brands. So it's an entry level to get and own something from those high fashion brands that it's not going to totally have to take out a second mortgage in order to get something. So that's really important to some people. So for some people, it's the fashion aspect. For other people, it's the technology of the lenses and getting the clearest and most vibrant lens possible. For some, it's color blindness correction. We have a brand called Enchroma in our battery store that helps people that are colorblind develop a sense of and perception of color, which those stories are super cool. So it's a combination. It's kind of a personalized decision. And that's why we thought, as part of a retail store, you know, retail is struggling in general and everything's going e-com, but this is a product that still resonates with people in person. They like to try it on. They like to see how it fits. They like to know how it protects them and what the different features are based on their lifestyle. Maybe they're a golfer. Hey, what type of lens works for me? And so it's not just the fit and the face shape, but it's also just the information that we can exchange in a retail environment and help people understand, hey, what all types of things will you use this one little accessory for? So it's really interesting to dive into that and see what people find and get out of their sunglasses. Most people don't even think about it until we start having those conversations in the store.
And when a customer comes in the store, is it a very kind of, do they get a lot of help in terms of, is this fit my face right? Is this the right shape? Is that a way that from an experience standpoint that the customer is going to get something that kind of optimizes the sunglasses for their look and for their face shape and things like that?
For sure. And that's something that we start, you know, kind of are trained to see right off the bat is face shape and then other cues. What are their fashions? Are you really dressed up and preppy? Are you a little bit more conservative and casual? So all of those cues kind of help us right off the bat. And then we kind of just, you get the conversation started, tell us, you know, tell them a little bit about us and listen, hey, what neighborhood are you from? We love to meet our neighbors and find out what areas of Atlanta people are coming into our stores from. And then we kind of watch and see where people kind of gravitate to. And from there, we can really help. You like Burberry. Well, based on just your look and everything, help try this one on. And then it just kind of goes from there and it becomes fun.
Now, talk about the event side of the business. Is that still going on, or because of the pandemic, that's kind of on hold? What's going on with that side? But that's part of the business model, I'm sure, no matter what the case is today.
It is still part of the business model, indeed. And it's traditionally, prior to the pandemic, a huge part of the business model because we have done hundreds of events globally with everything from smaller community real estate companies that are maybe introducing a new community and they want real estate agents to come and view information on that community. It could go from something as simple as that, or maybe even a wedding party, all the way up to working with Fortune 500 companies that want to reward their global sales team. And so for us, it's been a big part of our business, and it's been a part of our business that unfortunately, due to the pandemic, has completely dried up for all intents and purposes. When we started into the pandemic, a lot of organizations were debating on how they could still give their top performers a gift for all of the hard work and success that they had in the year prior. And they, you know, since they weren't going to be able to have a meeting on site in a resort somewhere or travel, they transitioned some of it to virtual. And so we were able to capture some of the business virtually by doing a customized website for them, where their recipients could get a link and go in and pick which sunglasses they want. And then even if they still needed that interaction, we had ways of doing a Zoom call fitting and things like that to help them figure out and answer questions about which pair that they wanted to choose. But even that has really slowed down now. And we're trying to figure out, okay, what's going to be the trigger in this pandemic to where people are comfortable traveling again and the organizations are comfortable having their individuals come to meetings again and events. Not quite sure what the answer to that is. Hopefully it's a treatment and that we're not waiting solely on a vaccine. I hope if we get a good treatment in place, then I hope that stimulates the travel industry and the events industry again, because we need that, not just us as a business, but just all of us. We need to be able to meet and organize and be rewarded for the jobs that we do.
Right.
We also pivoted towards offering blue light lenses. Since so many people are at home, these are just clear lenses that protect your eyes from the blue lights coming off of your devices and screens.
Yeah, we are social creatures. So as soon as we can get back together, I'm sure we're going to be all over that. Now, talk about some of the things right now. Georgia obviously is allowing businesses to operate right now. Are you open officially yet? And if so, what are some of the kind of the protocols now regarding safety?
Yeah, we're rolling out. 4 out of our 5 stores are reopening. I've only referred to 2 stores here in Atlanta. We do have 3 other stores, one in Commerce, Georgia, one in Gainesville, Florida, and one in Fort Worth, Texas. We are opening 4 out of the 5 stores to test and see and make sure that our protocols, the customers respond to them and that they feel comfortable. We've obviously had some ramp up time for our staff to make sure that they're comfortable and that they know how to communicate our new protocols. Our protocols are such things as mandatory mask for our associates and really encouraging and asking our customers to wear them as well. We will provide them if they don't have one. They'll have to have a hand sanitizer used before they'll come in. And then once they try anything on, that product, rather than go back on the shelf, will have to go through an extensive 90-second hydrogen peroxide sanitation process. So we're working through our chain of it going from the customers trying it on to a cart in the store to be wheeled back, disinfected, and then wheeled back into the store, ready to, you know, to be on the shelf again. All of that, of course, in addition to disinfecting our shelving and our surfaces and all of that sort of thing. So I actually had listened to an episode with the organization that does the cleaning, Pure Maintenance of Georgia, that does that two-step cleaning process, and I've contacted them because I think that would be good for our store, just to make sure that we're getting every nook and cranny and every inch of the store sterilized.
Right. Yeah. That I think that the customer wants to see some sort of protocol that where they feel safe and secure, and it sounds like you're on the in the right direction there. So right now, is there traffic coming in? Are people getting out and about? What is kind of what are you seeing out there in the wild right now?
Nothing just yet, because our first day is on the 14th tomorrow. So we will be reopening and seeing how that first weekend goes. But our prior at one of our stores, we tested curbside delivery, and so folks would go on to a limited website. Limited only in the sense that it didn't have everything available that was in the store, but we put our best sellers on there. And people could go on and choose three that they wanted to try on, schedule a time, pull up to the parking space in front of our store. This was in our Commerce, Georgia location. And then the store associate would bring it out to their car, let them try it on, and then decide if they wanted to purchase from there. And that actually showed a lot of promise. People were responsive to that and made quite a few appointments to come out and buy sunglasses from their cars. So we're encouraged with that early results. And then this will be our first weekend open. So we're looking forward to seeing the different dynamics of depending on which neighborhood we're in, how many people will come out. And we did a lot of surveying in the Park neighborhood as well, because we wanted to reach out to that community and get a sense of what will make you feel comfortable coming in and shopping in a sunglass store again. So we used a lot of our learnings from that to develop our protocols.
Well, good stuff, Jonathan. Congratulations on your success and really evolving and pivoting when necessary. It sounds like you're on the right track. If somebody wanted to learn more about the company, Select Shades, is there a website, social media links? Like, where can people find you?
Yes, all of the above. Our website is select-shades.com. You can learn about our retail stores, myself and my business partner, and our gifting program. If you have any interest in a meeting or an event or something like that for your wedding party, you know, give us a shout for that as well. There's a little thing to fill out that will get in contact with me directly for our events. That's our website, select-shades.com. We're on Instagram at Select Shades. Each store has their own Facebook page as well. So quite a few places to find us.
Well, thank you again for sharing your story and best of luck as you open.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
All right. This is Lee Cantor signing off for Atlanta Business Radio. And once again, we could not be doing this work without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. So please support them so we can continue to share these stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. We'll be right back.